In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we all know, the Feast of St. Nicholas then is coming up shortly, always after the second Sunday of Advent. And Nicholas, as we have already seen, is the original of Sammy Klaus, Father Christmas, and so on. And one of my party tricks is to act out with the children that story of St. Nicholas, to show how St. Nicholas gets involved in the business of giving presents at this time of the year. And this story of how he provided for those three poor girls by leaving a bag of money in their house at night that they would then be used for their dowry so that they could get married. Because without that, the innkeeper was threatening to sell them into slavery. What I don't tell the kiddies is that what actually the innkeeper means by that is that the girls would be sold into prostitution. Told as it really is, the story of St. Nicholas has a very contemporary ring about it. We hear reports of young girls being tricked or coerced into vice, of being smuggled out of their country and kept in miserable conditions, and we even see them on the streets here in Bern. Sometimes, if they are lucky, they may be freed by police raids and helped by charity workers. The story reminds us of the low status of women in some countries today, particularly in the Middle and Near East, the homeland of St. Nicholas. In fact, the more we look, the more we realise that the story of St. Nicholas is more than a tale about a kindly old gentleman, more than an excuse to indulge our children's wish lists. St. Nicholas saved these girls from a life that we might well describe as hell. That is what the story is really about. And he did so by giving a bag of gold, a precious gift, drawn from his own treasure, giving of himself in order that others could be free, giving that gift to free others who could not free themselves and who were otherwise destined for this life of hell. Do you see where this story is heading? This episode from the life of St. Nicholas, who was, by the way, a real life bishop in 4th century Turkey. But this episode from the life of St. Nicholas is a kind of real life parable. It is nothing less than a retelling of the story of salvation in a contemporary setting. Nicholas saved three girls from degradation and misery. Jesus saves the human race from being enslaved to sin, which degrades the image of God in us. Nicholas gave his precious gifts to save others. Jesus gave his life on the cross. Nicholas came at night with his gifts. Jesus came to save those who are in darkness. Nicholas' gifts enabled the three girls to marry, restoring them to an honored place in society. Jesus' gift of himself restores, redeems God's people, and enables them to recover their dignity as children of God. In our Advent candles, we honour the Old Testament figures who point us to Jesus. Last week, the patriarchs, this week, the prophets. In St. Nicholas and the saints of the church, we also honour people who continue to point to the work of Jesus and to illuminate its ongoing presence today. Equally, therefore, the story of St. Nicholas invites us to create our own real-life parables of salvation. At a very basic level, we do it by giving gifts at Christmas. And I think we need to be more aware of this dimension of what it means to give those gifts at Christmas. To understand that, yes, there are these parallels with God's giving. It is not just simply something we do automatically, because that's what you do at Christmas. In fact, as we reflect on the story of St. Nicholas, it may encourage us to give gifts that make a difference this Christmas. The sort of gifts you can find in charity catalogues, like this goat, which we received from our eldest son a couple of Christmases ago. We got this plastic one here, but a family in Africa somewhere got a real live goat through the donation he had given. And here's another catalogue from USPG, one of the charities we support, and Cecily's Fund have a similar catalogue. Gifts you give that make a difference to people in other parts of the world who are in need, who lack the basic dignity of human life today. St. Nicholas' gift was given not just to satisfy a wish for the latest must-have or a passing fantasy. It was given to restore justice and responsibility. The girls themselves, without these gifts, would have been degraded, their family humiliated at having to take such action. And degradation and humility have no place in a just society. Freed from the need to seek desperate remedies and from the slavery that would have followed, the girls and their family are now able to contribute to society and live moral lives as respectable citizens. Just as Jesus died not only for our individual sins, but for the communal, institutional sins of the whole world, so the story of St. Nicholas shows that the gift of freedom for us as individuals also has consequences for society as a whole. It provides a motive and a reason and a strategy for giving by individuals, by the church collectively, by governments, to free those who are trapped in poverty and to enable them to have productive and responsible lives as God intended us all to do. In Advent, then, we wait. We wait for the coming of the Lord, who will direct the gifts that we have to bring freedom, justice, and responsibility. Amen.